The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making time in your day for us to become part of your due diligence as you look at small and microcap stocks and add them to your watch list. Today, we're speaking with, for the very first time, Midasyn Innovations Group Incorporated. They're traded on the NEO, that's N-E-O, under the ticker symbol M-Y-C-O, and on the OTC under the ticker symbol M-Y-C-O-F. I want you to learn more about this company. Of course, you can do so at their website, Midasyn.com. That's M-Y-D-E-C-I-N-E.com. And of course, visit Investor Brand Network. Click on the Clients tab, go in alphabetical order, find Midasyn. You will see there is a lot about this company there, a company website, corporate video, an investor presentation, other interviews with members of this team. I am speaking with today CEO Josh Bartsch. Josh, how are you today? And thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Yeah, no, absolutely fantastic. Happy to be back from the holidays, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to hit the ground running here in 2022, but we'll look back on 2021 a little bit later in the program. But for those who may not be familiar with your company, if you would, describe your company and its business model for us first.
Yeah, sure. So Midasyn Innovations Group is a biotechnology and digital technology company, really focused on first and second generation novel therapeutics derived from different psychedelic molecules. Kind of using those as a blueprint or a starting point, and then making several improvements upon those for what we call a second generation psychedelic molecule for the treatment of a number of indications. But more specifically, our two lead indications are smoking cessation, which is a partnership with Johns Hopkins, as well as PTSD, which we have some incredible high level partnerships on as well. And again, we take kind of a phased approach, which is the first generation, which is a single molecule of psilocybin. We call it MYCO-001, which we think is significantly better than what's currently available on the market or what's competitors to really kind of our indications. If you take smoking cessation, for instance, you know, you're looking at really no good solutions currently available on the marketplace. You have Chantix, which was recently recalled globally for a cancer-causing carcinogen, but even before when it was still available on the shelf, this is a blockbuster drug doing $1.2 billion a year with efficacy data in the single digit at 12 months, right? This is an ineffective drug that's incredibly dangerous for you. That really, you know, needs significant improvement. What we're showing in kind of our early stage is significantly better than that, upwards of 80% at 6 months and 67% at 12 months. So we take a phased approach. We look at the first generation and then look at imperfections of that first generation of psychedelic molecule and make improvements, things of in the nature of half-life controllability, delivery time, onset time, anxiety associated with different molecules, et cetera.
This is a massive market, listeners. The global smoking cessation market is expected to reach $64 billion by 2026. Josh pointed out the relationship with Johns Hopkins University. That is all listed in the Investor Brand Network profile for this company. Learn more about the company there. Josh, let's learn more about you now as the CEO of the company. Tell us a little bit about your background and other key members of the team you've surrounded yourself with.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So my background is largely in startups. And I've had a number of successful endeavors, been fortunate enough to have a number of successful endeavors over the years. First, while I was in college, I founded a tech startup by the name of audiotranscriptionist.com. Took that company and built it with one of my college roommates, actually, and we ended up selling that to a much larger transcription company about 16 months after founding it for a seven-figure exit when I was about 19 years old. I took some of those proceeds and invested in the emerging cannabis industry early on. I was actually granted the third legal cannabis license in the state of Colorado. It was a medical cannabis license at the time, but really kind of the first for-profit business structure of any cannabis initiative globally happened in Colorado. So we really architected kind of that program and was heavily involved in that. Took that company and built one of the first multi-state operations throughout the United States and ended up selling that in a fairly large exit as well. Additionally, founded a couple other tech companies, one of which is by the name of Cannabase. Cannabase really kind of looked at the holes, if you will, in the cannabis industry, specifically when it was transitioning from a medical cannabis to a recreational cannabis market in the state of Colorado. When it was medical only, there was a vertical integration requirement. You had to cultivate 70% of whatever you retailed, and you could buy 30% of wholesale. So a fairly small wholesale marketplace. When recreational cannabis came about in January of 2014, that provision went away. So the first time you had standalone cultivation, standalone retail, standalone extraction companies, but no sophisticated conduit to connect the three. So we created Cannabase, which was essentially the first kind of remedial commodities exchange intersected with an eBay of cannabis with a very advanced back-end analytic platform. We ended up facilitating over $500 million in transactions with that platform, took 85% market share, and then started to expand throughout the nation. And it was acquired by the largest tech company now in cannabis, which is Helix TCS. They own BioTrack. They own a number of other companies, but this was one of their first transactions. So another successful exit in that. After that, I founded a family office and an investment company by the name of Evolutionary Ventures and started to invest my own capital and look at M&A transactions, help other companies raise capital, and then subsequently led me into co-founding Midasyn with my two co-founders. My two co-founders also came out of the cannabis industry. I met them in Colorado. They came from a cannabis startup, which is really an IP, scientifically driven cannabis startup by the name of Ebu. Ebu was focused on really kind of the pharmacokinetics and pharmacology around cannabis, really kind of pioneering what's now known as the entourage effect, looking at isolating different compounds. Needless to say, they ended up packaging up their IP portfolio. Was about 47 pending patents and patents at the time of sale. They ended up selling that to Canopy Growth in November of 2018 for about $429 million Canadian. So a very large exit for that IP set as well. And then we've been able to kind of recruit and acquire a couple of companies along the way that has brought along just some incredibly impressive staff members, including our chief medical officer, Dr. Rakesh Jetley, 31 years in the Canadian Armed Forces. The last 10 was the chief of psychiatry for the Canadian Armed Forces, has been the chair of a number of NATO mental health boards throughout the years, and is really considered one of the top in the world for PTSD and the treatment of in the veteran population, which really widely represents the hardest to treat population for PTSD globally. And then our medicinal chemistry department with Dr. Denton Hoyer. Dr. Denton Hoyer recently retired from being the director of medicinal chemistry at the small molecule division at Yale Medical Center. And before that, he spent 3 decades in big pharma at Pfizer, Novartis, and a number of other, you know, large pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, it really runs the gamut. That's just a number of our team members. But really, we've been able to assemble an incredible world-class team, you know, focused all with the same goal of really trying to bring these new, innovative, incredibly healthy, incredibly safe and effective treatments to market.
Well, once again, we're speaking with Josh Bart. He is the Chief Executive Officer for Midasyn Innovations Group. Midasyn is once again traded in multiple countries here in the States on the OTC under the ticker symbol MYCOF and on the NEO listed exchange under the ticker symbol MYCO. Josh, let's look back on 2021. It was a very active year for your company. As I look at your press wire, what stands out to you as some of the milestones for the company in 2021?
Yeah, sure. So there was a number of them. Obviously, like you said, you know, 2021 was an active year for not only Midasyn, but really for kind of the psychedelics industry. You saw a lot of movement, a lot of news, a lot of development, a lot of investments. You know, really a couple of the highlights that we have that I want to point out for 2021 would be obviously, you know, our lead initiative and our lead clinical study that we have in partnership with Johns Hopkins. And that's a seamless 2-3 clinical study, which essentially what that is for your viewers and listeners that don't know, it's combining a 2B and a 3 into one study. And in order to qualify for that, you really have to have an incredibly compelling backstory and you know, previous clinical data to support what's a combined study, which drastically increases your speed to market, lowers costs, and really rapidly speeds up the efficiencies for that study. We started talking to Dr. Matt Johnson out of Johns Hopkins early on in 2021. Actually, it was probably before that. And started discussing with him some of his prior work that was done on smoking cessation, where they saw incredible efficacy rates coming out of lifelong smokers. These are very treatment, you know, incredibly hard to treat smokers. They're dedicated 31 years was the average smoke time of the constituents that were treated. And you saw 80% success rate, complete abstinence on 3 macrodose sessions of psilocybin. I mean, these are unprecedented results. So, you know, we ended up partnering with them, kind of piggybacking and taking over that study. And now is obviously a Midasyn-owned study that'll be launching early this year. That would be probably, you know, to me, the biggest catalyst and the biggest milestone that Midasyn reached over the years. However, you know, our second generation of drugs, we developed an incredible infrastructure and really bolstered and continue to grow upon that at the University of Alberta, where we're developing our novel molecules and putting those through preclinical synthesizing and also developing a world-class AI infrastructure, AI and ML infrastructure for really rapidly screening these second generation of drugs, which drastically reduces our cost, rapidly increases our speed to market, and also gives us a much better hypothesis on the potential success of these drugs when they actually enter into humans and enter into the clinic. So, you know, a number of those things combined really made for a monumental year in 2021. And then kind of the last icing on the cake, which was just an incredible kind of turn of events. Johns Hopkins, our partner, and specifically Dr. Matt Johnson, right when we begin, you know, started our conversation with him on partnering on smoking cessation, he had applied for a NIDA grant for continuation funding of the smoking cessation. It took him over a year to actually hear back from NIDA, which is obviously the federal government's department that oversees drug and addiction, which is funded by the NIH. And ultimately, what ended up happening is that Johns Hopkins and Matt Johnson received a $4 million grant from NIDA. This is the first time in 50 years, that's 50, that the federal government has supplied any sort of funding for psychedelics for a therapeutic use, which is just an incredible, you know, turn of events. It's also a huge confidence booster that we chose the right partner in Johns Hopkins, as well as the right indication. So what's happening is this is a concurrently run study with our Seamless 2-3. It's an academically led study. It's run by the same team that's running our study. And it's also using our drug, so our MYCO-001 product in both studies. So all the safety and efficacy data that's coming out of that NIDA grant-funded study will be able to be used by Midasyn to support our commercialization efforts of that drug. So, you know, really a monumental year for Midasyn, but also the industry kind of more broadly.
Well, Josh, that leads me to 2022. We, as we said at the outset of this audio interview, we just started January here, 2022. As you look forward, what are some of your operational goals for the company as its CEO?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, 2022, what we're looking to accomplish is, first and foremost, we have the start of 2 clinical trials. One is our Seamless 2-3 smoking cessation study, which we're incredibly excited to get off the ground. You know, this is one of the most advanced studies period in psychedelics. And we also have, you know, to my knowledge, probably the strongest efficacy rates of any other clinical study for any other indication out of psychedelics, which obviously we're incredibly excited about. So that study will be launching here early this year, we believe. Additionally, we have a PTSD phase 2A study that will be launching, which we're incredibly excited about. We're going to be announcing here very soon a number of other sites and partnerships, which is, you know, a big player in the veteran space as well, actually the biggest, which we're incredibly excited to be able to get on board and to be working with for the PTSD work that we're doing. And then, you know, to go back to our novel compound production and getting those into the clinic is something that we also look forward to potentially doing in 2022 as well. We've been running our second generation of drugs through a battery of preclinical studies, getting them ready for in-human use. The preclinical results are coming out incredibly promising and making, you know, several improvements on our first generation of drugs. So we look forward to obviously, you know, publishing a number of those preclinical results, as well as gearing up to get those into phase one human clinical studies as well. And then on our digital health platform, which is MindLeap, you know, we're going to continue to grow our user base. We're approaching 40,000 downloads on that application, and really starting to focus on the monetization of that as well, kind of launching a larger scale marketing program to really increase those users, increase the numbers on that, on our downloads, and also our subscription rates as well. So, you know, I think 2022 is really our year where we make rapid advancements towards getting closer to commercialization, but also really start to put up some really solid revenue numbers as well.
Well, once again, we're speaking with CEO Josh Bartsch with Mitosyn Innovations Group, traded on the NEO under the ticker symbol MYCO and on the OTC under the ticker symbol MYCOF. Of course, visit them at their website, mitosyn.com. Josh, thanks so much for your time. We wish you nothing but the best of luck and great success here in 2022 and well beyond. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and looking forward to a great 2022.
All right, for Josh Bartsch, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list, an in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.